Joining us now in our studios, we have a couple of the organizers for the Snowflake Ornament Hunt, which is coming up next week, part of Winter Walk. We have Melissa and Paul Bernhardt in our studios. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You have just a few days of final preparation, I guess, before the horseshoe hunt. I promised myself I wouldn't do that.
We do the horseshoe hunt. You know what that's all about.
The snowflake, it's not snowflake, a horseshoe shaped ornament, is it? No.
No.
Okay, I can't get by on this anyway. Let's go with the Snowflake Ornament Hunt. It's coming up starting on a Monday. You've been the organizers and the clue masters. Tell us a little bit about your history with the Ornament Hunt.
Well, 2 years ago, we jumped in on it. I think Tim was needing a break after all of his horseshoe hunting writing. And so we took that on and then last year we took a little break, but we're back on for this year. So I think we just fell in love really with doing the horseshoe hunt ourselves. And we really learned a lot about the city of Northfield. The way that Tim writes his clues is so great, and it just taught us a lot. So we just have always enjoyed the clues and thought, well, let's jump in on writing our own and do the winter one.
Now was it, did one of you want to do this? Who had the idea? Was it, did you have to talk the other one into it, or were you both pretty easy to talk into?
Well, yeah, Melissa is a really good clue writer. She's really good at rhyming and just making up creative storylines for each clue. And so I think my part of the hunt or the hiding of it is actually the hiding of it and maybe the bigger theme overall. But then I kind of give that idea to her, and she kind of runs with it with the clues.
I like that. So you get to be like the ninja guy. Yeah.
I'd like to see myself as the ninja guy. That's a good way to put it.
I usually get it all set up the way that I think it should be. That's just so perfect. And then he looks at it and then rips it apart. And then I have to go back and fix some things.
Now, is there any type of theme involved in this? Or are we going to have to wait till Monday to find out?
I don't know.
What can you tell us now?
Well, we can tell you it's not a snowflake. We're doing a jingle bell ornament.
Okay.
And so the theme of the clues is written to the song Silver Bells, and that's why we chose the jingle bells for the ornament this year.
All right. Now, when you're thinking about where to hide it, this time of year, I mean, I'm looking out there and the ground is brown. It could be white. It could be white tomorrow. We could have snow coming down. Is that a consideration when you're out there hiding?
It is. It's we've been told that we need to almost have backup clues if we do hide it somewhere like that. And if it does snow, that we do need to have some kind of secondary clues that will help the general public find the ornament, I should say.
All right. Well, tell us the rules that are involved for those people hunting. You know, during the defeat days, you do have to register a button, and if you do, you get extra money. I don't know if that, but that's a different organization that runs that, of course, the defeat days. Do you have to register anything? Can you just go out there and start looking?
No, you can just go right on out there and start looking.
All right. Any other rules people should keep in mind when they are hunting for that?
Yeah, it can be in a city property, but nothing on private property whatsoever. And it won't be buried, so people don't have, they don't have to get their shovels out and dig or anything. So it's anybody can participate. You just start looking and hope for the best.
And the clues will be posted this coming Monday, starting Monday morning, and we'll be announcing it here on KYMN Radio as well. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, yes.
All right. You know, Jane Barthow is joining us as well. Jane is with the Chamber of Commerce, and this is all leading into Winter Walk, which is coming up a week from today. Yeah, you can take that microphone, kind of move them around if you'd like to.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning, Jane. You've got, it's Winter Walk almost. We got 1 week.
No, I was listening to the weather report, and Monday, little snow, rain, snow. Wednesday, a little snow, and then 38 degrees.
Yeah.
So it'll be a beautiful, it feels like it's going to be a beautiful night, but not a white night.
Yeah, but if we can get a few flakes falling down here and there, man, that'd be good enough for me.
Super
I don't
excited.
Have to shovel.
So, well, Tim Freeland had reached out and said he wanted to do the hunt. He's always, years, he's always doing the clues. So obviously he's not eligible to win anything. So he said he was going to reach out to Melissa and Paul and ask if they wanted to do the clues this year. And I thought, what if they don't? And so I started doing a little research too. And it's an art. It is an art. I kind of got my AI up and running. I'm like, poem, Northfield, history, parks, clues, go. And
did it work?
It was very, very generic. So almost all the clues with AI are going to lead you to Bridge Square.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So I'm hoping that you, Melissa, that when you were writing this, you didn't use the AI.
No, I definitely did not. But I am, you know, just knowing that Tim is out there hunting, it just makes me a little concerned that it could be found on day one. I don't know. We had told him, if you find it on day one, just don't even tell us. Just wait until day two to let us know that you figured it out.
Let's talk about the writing of those clues. You've got some writing skills, obviously. Was it difficult to do? Did it come pretty naturally once you started, getting kind of a theme or a focus in on where you might want to hide it this year?
That's a
good
question.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Don't say too much.
I think once I figured out what song to write the clues to, that helped kickstart things.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you know, you just think about kind of an overview of the theme, and you start writing in general terms, you know, where the clue might be. And then you just start honing in and narrowing things down a little bit for the hunter. So, yeah, I mean, there are struggles. There are definitely times where you just have to put it down and walk away, and then something might come to mind a day or two later, and you rework some lines or finish a day's clue, whatever. But yeah, it definitely takes time. It does.
Now, Tim is known as, I don't want to say you can't trust him because he's a very trustworthy guy, but you can't, everything that's in there, some of it might make a difference and some might not make a difference. And you got to find out or figure out which is actually a clue and what's actually just something that happened to rhyme.
Right. Right.
Are you kind of following that same guideline?
Yeah. Well, I think the hard part is everybody reads into a clue differently. So there have been times where Tim has said, oh yeah, that line didn't mean anything. And I'm like, how can that be? Look at it matches right up with this that I see right here in town and the history of that hundreds of years ago. How does that not have meaning? And so it really just depends on, I think, each hunter and where they're researching and what they're learning and how they are putting that piece of the puzzle together in the clue. So, yeah.
That's why they're called clues.
Yeah.
Oh. Should we call it? Still call it the ornament hunt, Snowflake ornament hunt, or is it the jingle bell ornament, or jingle bell hunt?
Well,
I'm struggling to get this. Yeah. Anything but horseshoe, I kind of struggle with.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. Yeah.
Thank you.
We switched it in the most places that we could to ornament hunt, which mm-hmm. leaves it open to the future, too, for mm-hmm. more creativity and more possible shapes and songs and mm-hmm. clues. Ornament hunt, snowflake ornament hunt was just a mouthful too, but ornament hunt covers all the bases.
Yeah, and that's, I like that because Christmas time has so many iconic images, you know, from snowflakes to, jingle bells to, carrot noses on a snowman. You know, it has so many different ways you could go with that. So it's coming up on Monday, and we'll be announcing the clue at 8 o'clock, and they're going to be posted online on your website as well.
On our website, and we'll put it on Facebook and Northfield Happenings. I think we'll put a picture of the ornament on Northfield mm-hmm. Happenings today. Mm-hmm. So look for that. If I can get Rachel to put it on our website too, I can forward the picture to you too, mm-hmm. so people know what they're looking for.
Right.
And the newspaper will have the clues as well on their website. I for sure want to mention the sponsors that made this possible this year. Cause
yeah, please do.
The purse is $1,000. So it'll be fun. Chamber Bucks. And Northfield Retirement Community is one of our sponsors. Northfield Wi-Fi and Rock Hard Construction. So we're very pleased that those guys stepped up to sponsor this. And at 6 o'clock, the night of Winter Walk, we'll have the winners. You guys are invited as well to come up on stage with the sponsors, the winners, onto the showmobile for a nice picture opportunity and just for the formal award.
You know, I wish that I've never been eligible to do this either, because I've always been reading the clues here. So even though I don't, I follow along and try to guess, but I don't go out there and look, and I don't guess on the air usually. So, and if I did, folks, don't listen to me, because I'm really not very good at that. But it's always a fun time. And everybody is welcome to do that, except Tim Freeland and us here, and probably Jane and maybe a couple
others.
Tim's in. Tim is in. That's right. Yeah. Tim is in. Sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
I know you're in.
Yeah, but, immediate family members, they can't, yeah.
Yeah, the way okay. the rules actually read, it's you can participate.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's
you can.
You guys, yeah. us, really? Me, and my immediate family, and your immediate family.
I would find it pretty quick if I was eligible.
Yeah. I'm
going to follow you around for the next 4 days.
You know, we've never been eligible because we used to get all the clues in advance and open them up one at a time.
Okay.
And they stopped that practice a while back, I should say.
You can just read them all ahead of time and start looking.
Yeah. So
makes sense.
So you get the clues. You get the clues one at a time each day. Mm-hmm. They're sent to you.
Yeah. Okay. And I find out with everybody else what that is.
Great.
So, interesting. I won't be around here much next week. All right, Jane, we're going to have you back and talk more about Winter Walk sometime next week, okay?
Please.
All right, anything else we should know, Paul, Melissa, about the ornament hunt this year?
I think that if you have fun, you win. That's what we always say in Phi Ed.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a fun event for the whole family, for individuals as well, for a lot of reasons, so...
Yeah, the one other thing we wanted to mention is there will be a little dog tag attached to the jingle bells with information on, you know, who to contact or what phone number to reach us at when the ornament is found. So you'll know what to do.
Wonderful. Look forward to the hunt this year, and maybe I'll see you at 6 o'clock Thursday night.
Yeah.
Who knows?
On the stage.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank